contact Ruby Realty or go to rubyrealty.com to see 111 A Street, Red Oak.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's now 23 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock. I'm joined by with the chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors, Charlotte Schmidt. Charlotte, how are you?
I'm great. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
A beautiful morning out
there.
Oh,
yeah.
Looks like a beautiful morning. And
it was kind of chilly when I walked out of the house.
Isn't that great?
Yes,
isn't that great?
It is great.
That is great.
And the corn is and beans look fabulous.
They do.
I'm out in the country, and they just look beautiful.
They absolutely look beautiful, that's for sure. Board of Supervisors meeting this morning. Okay. Anything exciting happen at the meeting this morning?
Really nothing, actually. We went through the regular items.
Okay. Well, let's talk about it.
Okay.
All the supervisors were present.
We were all present.
All the routine preliminary items approved.
Approved, yeah.
What about audience comments?
Nobody.
No audience comments.
Nobody. There was anybody in the meeting physically and nobody online, so.
Okay. Supervisors weekly committee and assignment updates.
Last week, Bryant and I, we sat through the 2024 audit report from the state auditor. So we did that last week. And then also this week, I attended the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital board member meeting, not board member. And then Alex, he attended the safety committee meeting. Our county has a safety committee, so he's on that. So
okay.
So that was that for that this week.
All right. Secondary roads update.
Okay. So they hauled rock to the Coburg area and started hauling rock to the Stanton area, mowed gravel road shoulders in the Stanton area, conducted equipment maintenance, conducted shoulder maintenance on Old 34 West, and finished intersection improvements at 148th and Quince Avenue, east of Q Avenue.
Okay.
The G Avenue Pipe Project. Okay. We have received the signed contracts from MDX, the contractor, and their performance bond. We are having a pre-con meeting this Thursday, August 7th. MDX will be starting on the project Monday, August 18th. They will have 30 working days, which is 6 weeks, Monday through Friday, which takes us to the end of September. But like Karen said, weather permitting,
sure.
You know, if it's rains and stuff, that it may take a little longer.
Okay.
And then do you remember back? It's called the bundled CHBP application. And I don't know what that stands for, but it was for where we had a grant application for bridges in Montgomery County and the one over in Villisca.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she said the application was resubmitted on Thursday last week because the feds had requested some additional information for the grant application.
Okay.
And this bundle, it includes the two Montgomery County bridges and the bridge in Villisca. She doesn't anticipate hearing back regarding the grant application until next calendar year.
Okay. So.
And as usual, they're always working on projects in their 5-year construction plans.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Emergency management update. Brian Hammond discussed Motorola repair quote with action as necessary. Tell me about that.
Well, we had a storm in June.
Mm-hmm.
And this is down in Clarinda. And people say that Clarinda is in Page County. But this piece of equipment is part of, like with the state, where that goes over to our piece of equipment here. So we're responsible for that. Here, I brought you pictures.
Oh, cool.
I brought you pictures of it that happened during that storm that ruined that.
Okay.
So anyway, because I asked Brian, I go, that's not in our county, but it's part of our equipment. It's just sitting in a different county. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that happened just June of this year. But he basically, and I brought just a tornado damage back in May of 24. He presented to us just local total communication losses was $1,228,089.60.
Mm-hmm.
And from insurance we received today, $1,221,232.76. Less our deductible, which was $6,800. And then FEMA gave us $5,142. FEMA State gave us $685. And so our local out-of-pocket for that was $1,028.53. And I brought all that for you.
And that's for this piece of equipment.
No,
here.
This is for the tornado damage.
For the tornado. Okay.
This one here is this one is.
So the
out of pocket for this one, he said, is less than $1,000.
Okay.
Is less than $1,000.
So the out of pocket after the deductible for the, I think that was the big tower over near Villisca, is about $1 million, right?
That's what the cost was.
Yeah, but that's not out of pocket. Out of pocket was $1,000 or so.
It was $1,000, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So that this one though, this I was trying to see here.
Was it less than $1,000?
Yeah. He said it was that's what he said this morning. He said it was covered under our ICAP insurance,
mm-hmm.
and it was just around $1,000.
Okay.
Just around there. So
when will they be able to repair that item? Soon?
That was a very good question. Oh. As soon as they can.
Get someone to climb the tower and
that's
replace
exactly
that?
Right. That's okay. Exactly right. So did you want these?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give that to you too. That
cool.
That's a total, which I like because I asked him if I could have that because that's just good to have
right.
all that information. So.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else for Mr. Hammond?
No, that was all today.
Let's move on to new business.
Okay.
Discuss elevator modernization quotes with action as necessary. We've talked about this for a while now.
We have talked about this. So there's two companies, TKE, and then one is Schumacher, who we've been doing business with. And so the two bids, TKE came in at around $289,000,
mm-hmm.
and Schumacher came in at $281,000. And so we accepted the bid from Schumacher this morning.
What all will they do in that project as far? Will that be a complete replacement or a refurbishment?
Not in there, but then also the electrical equipment. And also we have to have air conditioning in there. And so on the other side of the wall of the elevator, they're going to put a unit there and you'll flow it through in because you know, equipment mm-hmm. has to be cooled.
Yeah.
Otherwise it'll get hot. So all that had to be updated, you know, because everything's 40 years old,
mm-hmm.
so it had to be updated.
All right. When will they start on that?
Well, I don't know. We just approved it. So
okay.
Dan is supposed to, he was going to try and get information. I said, as soon as you know, we at least send us an email to all the supervisors that he was going to do that. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So $281,000 and some change about to get that.
Yeah, I can tell you exactly. $281,177.
Okay.
Yep.
Alrighty. That was approved unanimously.
That was approved unanimously. Yep.
Approve Whitetail Valley Farm, and this is doing business as Whitetail Valley Cellars Winery as a special classy retail native wine license. I think this is over in the vicinity of Viking Lake.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And that was approved. They've been working on that for a while, it was unanimously approved.
Okay.
So.
Agenda items for the next week?
We have monthly reports, claims, and then next Tuesday after our regular meeting, and Jill will get out a notice. We're all going to a 4-county meeting mm-hmm. in Clarinda at Jay's Pizza.
Okay.
So.
All right. Anything else from the meeting we need to touch on?
That's all today. It was kind of a good meeting, but there wasn't too much.
Too much
extra today.
Went through it pretty quickly, it sounds like.
We did.
All
we
right.
did.
Very
so.
Good. Sharla Schmidt, Chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors. Anything else, Sharla, we need to touch on?
No, that's all I know. Oh, I know. What about, Brian Amos wanted to, thank goodness he brought up what a positive for Red Oak that Baumgartz was coming
mm-hmm.
in.
Yep. The old,
out there.
The old
there,
Kmart building.
Old Kmart building. So.
Which is technically in the county.
It is in the county.
Yes.
It is in the county, so.
Not within the city limits of Red Oak. It's a county.
That's right.
County
that's
property.
Right. But
so.
That's very positive for out there. That's very. We've been waiting. Everybody's been waiting a long time for that. So.
I'm trying to remember when Kmart closed and left. It's been a long time ago. I can't give you a date on that, but it's been many years at this point. So
I know.
Yeah,
we'll have
kinda
to. Yeah.
Exciting to see things happen.
It is. It is.
So very
okay.
good.
Okay.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having
Enjoy
me.
Enjoy the sunshine.
I'm going to.
Make
Take
it
care.
A great day. Mm-hmm. Charlotte Schmidt with me, Chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors.
This Brownfield Market Report on KCSI KOAK brought to you by Red Oak Glass and Awning.